I'm so excited for vacation.
I know, we're almost done. Let's do this.
Oh my God.
Let's do this and get the F out of here.
Oh, Sarah,
What?
I got a surprise for you.
What?
It's done.
What's done?
It's done.
What's done?
This. Welcome to the broadcast.
I feel so sexy.
Our new intro by the fabulous Allie LaRoe.
Yay! Thank you, Allie. That sounds so sexy. I feel like I need a cigar and a glass of whiskey.
That's the point. You're here. We're going to talk about a lot of interesting stuff. We're here to tell you a story. So grab a glass of whiskey. Rocks if you want.
If you want a cold.
You want a little chilled and sit back and we're going to go for some story time. Do check out Allie LaRoe, her band, The Feral Folk. You can check her out on Facebook as well as Spotify. She is on there. And on Instagram, she is Feral As Folk.
Nice. That was dope.
So thank you so much for making our intro music. It's our debut of it.
Yay.
I love
you guys
it so
like
much.
It?
Yeah, yeah. Let us know what you guys think. One thing to get to is how you can get a hold of us, by the way. Yeah. To tell us what you think. We are on our Facebook. On
is
the
it Facebook?
Facebook. It's the last day, man. Like, I am so having trouble with everything right now.
Yes, for everyone. This is our last work day
of the year.
Of the year of 2017.
We'll be back next year.
We'll be back in 2018, January. But so we're all just checked out, yes. On vacation already.
Let me get this out of the way. Facebook is the broad-cast. Instagram and Twitter is at thebroadcast999. Email is thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And we do have a phone number that you can call or text during the holidays. Send us messages. I get them on my phone, so I will be looking at them. 253-778-6029. If you leave a voicemail, it'll be funny as all hell.
Yeah.
Do a rant sesh. You're mad about dealing with the in-laws during the holidays. Just bitch about them on here.
Or you get a gift that you really don't like.
You don't
but
have,
you have to pretend you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just give us a fake name, call up, leave a voicemail. We'll play it.
Heck yeah.
But we did get a message on Facebook.
We did.
And I'll let Sarah look for it real quick. But yeah, it is our last day. We wanted to make sure we did a podcast before we go on vacation.
Yes, before 2018.
Yeah, just because it's been kind of crazy. Like, we recorded our Christmas special thing that you'll be hearing on air live.
And throughout the
weeks, holiday
yeah.
season. I love them. They're so much fun.
They're so fun. But it's just crazy to think, wow, we're almost done. This yeah. year's almost done.
Right.
Oh, what? God. It's insane.
So many new things. Today's my last official day living in my house.
Yeah, you're
after
today's
this,
moving 100% day for you.
Yeah,
done.
When we're done with the podcast, I'll be heading home and moving crap.
Lake
the last
Stevens
of it.
Is your home now.
Again.
Weird.
All right, what's the message?
Okay, we have a message from Robert Vincent. Okay, he says, I have a question for anyone that has been in the same boat as me. I've been in a relationship for over 3 months now and things are great. We have a lot in common and talk all the time. But I'm a dominant partner, and lately I've been hesitant to get too rough. I have talked to her about it, and she's okay with it. Yet I still feel like I'm hesitant. Is it just me, or has anyone else been where I am?
So they're doing the deed.
They're doing it. They're having a great 3 months. Sounds like the relationship is going great.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he wants to get a little rougher. Is that kind of what?
Yeah, he wants to dominate, I'm guessing. Do you want to tie her up? Do you want to... That and when it comes to being in that sort of sexual relationship with more of a dom sub kind of a situation, yes, you did good. You communicated with her and she communicated back. If you're worried that what your idea of rough may be too much for her, that's when you kind of have to sit down and
get in the details.
Point to point. Is it okay if I choke you? Can I pull your hair? By the way, there is a correct way to pull hair. Do not pull from the roots.
Oh, yeah, you
or from
me.
The not the not the roots. You want to pull from the roots, you put your head. Hand on the scalp and pull.
Yeah.
Don't pull from the tips.
And like, are you talking about, do you want a blindfold? Are you talking about whipping? Are you talking about handcuffs? Like, I feel like there are some really big range.
Yeah, there's some pretty graphic scenarios people like to take a part of, like role playing, that even though you're role playing, you're kind of acting, you do get into that mental headspace, and it can get a little rough for people. That being said, know about aftercare. It's like, if you're going to be getting into the, like, you know, whipping or, you know, degradation, you know, when you're basically putting some, you people yelling and putting someone down, I'm totally blanking on the word right now, humiliation type play.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You definitely will need some aftercare. And if you don't know what that is, then you should read up on it.
Which, because, is like loving and cuddling and just being there for the other person. Which I feel like
emotional,
you probably
support, yeah.
Vincent probably, Robert would probably do, because they are together anyway.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, now you just have to get into the specifics of what she's okay with, what she's not okay with. And actually, like, for me, I'm very, like, planned, and, like, I would want to know when it's going to happen. So I'd be like, okay, like, let's do this Friday night. Let's try. Yeah. Like, let's try if I like being whipped. Let's try if I like being handcuffed. Like, let's see. And don't just spring it on her. Like, I wouldn't want that. Even if I said it was okay, I would kind of want to know what I'm in for, rather than being like, oh, we're about to make love, and then shabam, you know?
Right.
I'd be like, I'm not prepared. Wait, what?
Well, it's also, like, the first couple of sessions, people think sex is... The two most unrealistic things that people can get ideas from sex, I didn't word that right. The most unrealistic sex comes from porn and from romance movies.
Oh, that's so true.
Because people are like, porn's so unrealistic. It's like, yeah, but so is that romance movie, okay?
Ugh, dude. Because I watched The Notebook religiously, and they both, or she at least, she lost her V-card in that movie. And I was like, this is like the opposite of what actually happens. Like, people get such a fake view of how, like your
so
first time is gonna be, and it feels
sweet.
Good and
or
it's
that
sexy.
When you meet that for that right person, he wasn't right because, like, he didn't know everything I needed. I'm like, communicate during sex.
Yeah,
because everyone likes certain things different. It doesn't mean that they're not going to do what you like. Maybe they'll like it too, but they're just used to doing it a certain way.
Yeah, they just don't know.
So some people think, even with like a domination type sexual experience, that people are going to, it's going to be just this lovely flow from like 50 Shades of Grey, where it just happens. You don't, you know, it doesn't just happen. Like, the best kinky sex I ever had was one with a lot of communication. I was getting a little frustrated for a little bit, because he kept asking me, like, kind of stepping away from that role.
Like, but, is this okay?
Yeah. So we'd be doing stuff, and then he'd stop and he's like, is this okay? Are you okay? And it's needed, because we were still learning each other. We didn't know each other. So that communication's key. It's not going to flow 100% smooth and even. And like, without that, you're going to need to stop. Sometimes you'll take a break. Then you'll start again. Or, hey, you know what? Loosen this up. Let me breathe for a couple minutes. Or untie me for a bit. Like, we'll just stay here. Not that we're ending the session, but give me a minute. It's not just go with the flow. So ask her exactly what is she okay with, what you're wanting to do.
And be aware of the emotions that may occur.
Yeah.
Like, because some people don't even know that they have these emotions until maybe they're put in a situation or something's happening and they're like, whoa, this is intense.
Or I know there's I can see if I can find some information real quick. There was a club, like a sex positive, Seattle sex positive kind of club or group. And people would go and learn about different things, whether I was actually like, hey, let's learn about these sexual acts and how we can perform them better. And then they would have parties and stuff like that. I think that it was like the SP, sex positive SP group or something. I don't know. But that closed down. I think they have classes and stuff going through the Sapphire Club.
Oh, cool.
In Tequila, which is also a swingers club.
Yeah.
Sex club.
Wait, so I have a question for you. So if you were in this guy's position, because you are kind of a dom,
I'm a switch.
You kind of do both?
Yeah. I was very much a sub for a long time. And as I've gotten older and I've been with more submissive men, I found that I really do like switching it up. Like, I don't like just being one, because I was with a guy who was like strictly dom, but he said, well, for you, I'll give it a shot. And I loved dominating him, because he was such a big, tall guy. And
yeah. You
just
had
like
control.
A big man, and I had control. And sometimes we'd be in the middle where I was the sub, and I was like, no. Yeah. Flip it over, and then he was the bitch, basically.
Yeah. So if you were like in a relationship for like 3 months with a dude, and like he said he was like okay on trying it, like how would you approach the situation? Like, how would you start?
Well, I would ask him, like, okay, well, I like to be choked, for example.
Yeah, you
don't, don't grab the back of my neck because I don't like when people grab the back of my neck. It freaks me out. Like in any situation.
Okay,
don't,
see, like that's yeah, yeah. That's,
like don't grab the back of my neck. It might freak me out. Grab the front of my neck, but don't, you know, learn how, if you know how to do it. If you don't know how to actually properly choke someone,
Google.
Or like just look it up together. That's the fun thing is that that could be an activity to do together. You start Googling. Well, I like this, and then
that
you start
could be a good
And that kind of is foreplay a little bit. You're like, hey, I'm getting kind
of. And
horny.
I would say like make a mental note of everything that you would want to do or into or you know.
Yeah,
and
it's like, ask. Do you like being tied up? Do you do like? Do you go? Am I allowed to venture off into certain other areas of your body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because some people don't like that. Some people are like, you know what? I'm okay if you do this, but this is the speculation. Like, you know, let's make sure.
My boyfriend is so into the other parts of my body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, calm down. Just 1 second. Just 1 second. Just a finger. I'm like, dude, no, not right now, please. I'm just like, it's like a Wednesday afternoon. I'm trying to drink some tea, dude. Like, so yeah, but him and I are having the conversation. I'm like, yes, it's going to happen someday. Like, just like, I need to know when. We need to plan this. I probably need to get a little drunk first to like, because it's been a minute since anyone's been in that area. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that can also be, I'm trying to think of how I could say this as PC as possible for the radio, for, you know, a podcast where we can't swear or get into too many details. I had somebody ask me, a friend of mine, he's like, well, I want to get into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That other part
behind
of the body.
Behind the scenes.
He wants to get behind the scenes and his wife's into it. And he's like, well, what can we do? And I suggested if go online or go to your, you know, local neighborhood sex shop.
Yeah.
And buy an assortment of those. You can buy a set of different sizes.
Oh.
And that's a fun little game to kind of play, especially if you're into the dom sub thing, kind of have them bent over your knee. You know, do some spanking and then start from, you know,
Vicky's so
smallest
dirty.
To biggest and see what they're, you know, it's like, hey, you know, let's try the next one. Are you okay with this? And when they say, you know what, that one's not for me, that you stop and do what you got to do, whether she wants to go back to a previous one or wants to try something different.
The guys are probably like, I hope she at least reaches the size of my, you know what.
And it's, you know, it's like it takes, and it's one other thing I've learned from all the videos I've watched, because the website, the porn site I go to, kink.com, they had a series for a while. And I think you could probably buy them where they were explaining different fetishes. Like they were obviously demonstrating them, showing how to be with those fetishes and how to act and all that stuff. So one of the things, if you're starting to get into that and, you know, I'm not really liking it because it isn't. Odd sensation.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I mean, it's fun for some people. It's not fun for others, and because it is an odd sensation. For a female, if you're able to kind of work another area of her body to kind of create pleasure, to kind of get her mind off of the uncomfortableness.
Yeah, like a little bit of distraction.
Yeah, distraction. So kind of if you have a back massager of some sorts, you know, kind of incorporate that. Yeah. So you know, it'll trick your mind into thinking, okay, I am associating this feeling. I might be a little uncomfortable right now because this is new territory, but I'm associating it with this pleasurable sensation. That might help. That might not be for everybody, but that's a good
way
to go.
Give it a shot.
It's fine. I mean, if they're, you know, hung pretty scary,
honestly,
then
that's
maybe
like,
not.
That's really like what it's because I've done it. Gone behind the scenes before, and it's very, it depends. It really matters on what the guy's packing on the difference, because sometimes it's like, oh, what? It's the, okay, cool, whatever. And then other times, like, baby Jesus, get this, what's happening? Oh, yeah, I don't know if that's too much, but you're welcome.
Yeah, just in case. Actually, there was one guy I let him do it. Because I think he was trying to get me to do it. He's like, you're not the kind of girl that likes to do this as we're kind of getting it on. Oh, you're not the... Dude. I'm like, you're just doing that because you want me to say, like, you know, reverse psychology. Like, heck yes, I do. And I said, I'm kind of the same way. I like to plan it.
Right. You need to plan things. Okay.
There needs to be shaving.
There needs to be all kinds of cleaning. This guy, if you guys are going to do some like super kinky daunt, like make sure that's why I'm like, you guys need to plan it out because for us girls, like we need to feel confident in everything that's going on.
And some people don't mind that. And that's like, I wish I was one of those people, but if I know it's going to happen, like whenever I would hook up with this dude, because this dude was like a twice a year kind of a thing. Like whenever we could get together, because we never really hung out. But it was special. It involved lots of whiskey.
Yes, always.
Good whiskey. We'd sit there and we'd, you know, like let out our frustration. Honestly, he was kind of a negative dude. But that's kind of what I liked, because we could sit there if you were stressed out about work or about people in your life, and we just bitched
and then rage,
and we would just drink, and we would take shots, or we would like make mixed drinks, and we just drink and have a couple of those, and then we just got it on like crazy all over his house, and it was so much fun. I think the window was like the
blinds.
He had a big window in the front of his house. I think the neighbors saw.
They probably liked it. It's fine.
But it was just so much fun. But because of what he was packing, which was average, it was good size.
It was probably a little below.
Probably. It's been a while. We haven't gotten to I need to check my calendar. Is it about time?
Yeah, it's been 6 months yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But he kept doing that. I was like, well, I'm looking at what you're packing. And I was like, I'll do it. Just next time I know, I'm going to go see you. Like whenever we'd make these plans, it was like an hour or two of preparation for
me. Oh, yeah. Girls have it. Like
shaving.
Moisturizing. And cleaning.
And smelling good, but not putting on some makeup, but not too much makeup to where you have like
smeared everywhere.
Yeah. You look like a melted wax figurine.
Yeah.
At the end of it. Just enough to be like, oh, hey, I woke up like this.
Yeah.
I didn't try, but I tried a little.
But I really tried a lot, actually. Like 2 hours worth, but it's fine.
Well, I mean, that also counts the shaving and the, you know, the stuff.
Oh, all the things.
All the things. But yeah, just sit there and do point by point. It's not as sexy as in the movies where people just instinctively know where to go.
Not at all. No, it's going to be a lot of, oh, no, I don't like that. It's maybe a little left.
It's like, oh, nope, grab the lube. It's in the drawer. Yep, just grab that. Yep, cool.
Yeah, thank you. Give me a towel.
And that's true with anything, though, too. Like anything sexual. It's trial and error. And it's not it doesn't sound sexy. It's like, hey, babe, do you like this? It's like, be honest, too. It's like, you know what? No, you know what? Let me tuck a pillow under my back. That might make it better. That is a good trick, though, by the way. Ladies, if you're doing missionary, put a couple pillows under your lower back.
Huh. I never even thought of that.
Because it kind of elevates your bottom.
Yeah, so you don't have to like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but I want you to keep us posted. Please tell us.
Yes.
If you guys do try anything or have a conversation or get a little frisky.
And what are you doing?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe Vicky wants to join Wet.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But what's going on? So we're going on vacation, like we said. This is going to be a pretty quick podcast.
Yeah, we got our holiday things to do, holiday lunch.
So yeah, we have a holiday lunch after this, which we're actually waiting for. And I'm starving, because all I've had today was coffee.
Oh, God.
Because I'm very healthy.
I'm going to Leavenworth tomorrow.
How long are you staying?
I know. I'm staying the weekend, so till Sunday.
You're going to have so much fun.
I heard it wasn't snowing, and there wasn't any snow, which I got so down about. But my friend is up there, and she texted me and said it snowed a little last night, and it's supposed to snow tomorrow night. So fingers crossed, because I'm trying to bring my sleds. I'm trying to go sledding on some snow. I'm not trying to go down a random grassy-ass hill with no snow on it. And I feel like it just makes it better. Like, that's really why I wanted to go up there. I mean, it's going to be cool and decked out for Christmas and whatnot, but I want snow.
I don't blame you, girl.
You know, that whole picture-perfect crap.
Get some, like, really cute pictures, have tourists take them, like, Christmas card status.
Oh, God. It'd be a little late. You'd get it in, like, June.
Right. Is your mom coming up for Christmas?
She is coming up for Christmas. I'm not sure I'm going to spend it with them, but...
Are you still beefing?
Still beefing. It's been going on almost 2 years now.
Fair enough.
I feel like time will heal all, but I don't know. Now it's pretty easy since I have the boyfriends, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, you're stuck with me for Christmas. We're going to spend it with your parents now if I'm not going to spend it with mine, so...
That's fair.
But other than that, I'm going to do, like, nothing. I'm going to sleep. I'm so excited.
See, I'm actually really jealous because I'm looking at this week and everyone's like, oh, yay, today's finally over. I'm like, my life's not over.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have a whole new life now because you're going to be living like, what, an hour away?
Well, an hour from your house. It's probably about 50 minutes to the station.
That's, what are you going to do? So much family time.
I know.
Welcome to my life.
But here's the thing. My folks, my mom, my dad doesn't get off work till 6.
Okay.
On Sunday through Wednesday, and he doesn't work Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
That's dope.
So, I mean, and Thursdays and Fridays are my long days, too, so I'll probably get home and take a nap. So I don't really, there's not going to be, like, it's going to be a lot more family time than there was.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm not working at the restaurant anymore, because that closed down.
Oh, yeah, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oops.
Sorry.
There'll be more family time that way, but then I'm also really excited for the communal feeling. Like having somebody to cook for, just like doing stuff together. And I honestly, like, we went to the grocery store the other day because I moved a bunch of the big stuff the other day. And I felt like I was 17 again, especially with the green hair.
Like, I'm in a good way?
Kind of. I'm like, It just, it not a bad way, not in a good way. It was just like, oh, like I remember doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
You kind of look past for 17.
Well, thank you. I'm waiting for the day until something.
You could.
I've had people, especially since I dyed my hair kind of the greenish color, people always ask me for my ID, like for sure. Like they don't believe
it. Oh, it's so funny.
Like, yeah, I'm hoping I got my dad's genetics and I have. Yeah. I look young into my 50s.
I think you do, dude. My friend, she was working at some high school or whatever, and she's our age, and the people kept, she was like teaching them something, and a bunch of the other teachers kept asking her what high school she went to. She's like, I'm a teacher, damn it. Like,
I have a friend like that, Jordan. She's like the cutest little thing, but she looks like she could probably pass for 18.
Yeah, I'm not trippy,
but I will take it. I will take looking,
heck yeah,
young,
because when you're 50 you'll look like you're like 25 and I'll be like, damn you.
See, I don't think I like, it's funny because then I look at like 18 year olds and they do look like they're like 5 years old.
I know.
They have the baby faces. I'm like, if I can at least pass for 20, I'll be happy.
Not 21, though.
No, it needs to be under.
Well, and you're 20. Going to Portland, right?
Yes. So what's going on this week? I'm moving today. I triple booked myself to tomorrow for Friday.
Oh, you popular.
Because I'm hanging out with my buddy Chase. We're making, I'll post it later on the broadcast Facebook. I got to show you this.
Oh, no.
So I found this tutorial online on how to make dragon egg candles. So you take all your old candles that, you know, you don't, that have very little left, you melt them down, and then you take like a giant Easter egg mold. And the mold looks like it's probably about not even a foot tall, right?
Yeah.
And so you drill a hole in it and you fill it halfway, and then you put like a little figurine in there. Like if you, so it's like a nice little surprise when you burn the candle. And then you fill up the rest of it.
Cute.
And then you pull the egg out once it's hardened. And then you kind of draw the scales on, like carve the scales into the wax.
Yeah.
And so it looks like this really freaking cool dragon egg.
Okay.
I bought the Easter egg, plastic Easter egg I bought was a lot bigger than I thought it was. It's as big as my head.
Yeah, it's huge.
It looks like a suppository.
Oh, wow. Are you going to like
fill that up? So I'm making a giant...
With all candle wax?
Yeah. I need more candle. I need more wax.
Do you have enough?
I had a bunch. I found a bunch cleaning, a bunch of candles I never use. I'm like, cool, I'll melt them down, put them all together. I need more candles.
That is huge. And that is the most random crafts idea ever.
Well, it's on the Facebook. So I'll show you later.
Is he going to give it to his girl? Or
well, no, someone? I was making it for me. Now I'm like, dude, we're going to need more wax.
Yeah, you guys have to go get candles now.
Yeah, it's like a crap ton more. But I'm very excited to do Arts and Crafts Day. And then later that afternoon, I'm going to have dinner with my mom and my brother to celebrate their birthday because it was earlier this week.
Yay, happy birthday.
And then at night, I'm going to see my friend Mel and her daughter, my niece, I call her, my 18-year-old niece.
I'm exhausted.
I know. So that's why I asked my buddy Chase, can you just drive up and come to my house instead?
Oh, is he going to go all the way to Lake Stevens?
Yeah, because I was going to go to his house and then have to come back to Lake Stevens, have dinner, then go to Everett. So it's like, can you just... come here, please.
Oh, no.
I told him I'd buy him lunch and beer. I feel like that's a fair trade-off.
That's deal. Yeah.
Like a six-pack, not just one beer. Like, I'm buying him a six-pack.
Yeah.
So I think that's fair. Saturday, I'm going to be hanging out with my girls at Espionage Cosmetics. They have their event going on.
Ooh.
It is their last, like, Christmas, or not Christmas, but it's their last shop event of the year. And they're actually featured on King 5 recently.
Oh, my God. Good for them.
Yeah. I'll be doing an interview at some point with Jamie, who's one of my besties. I can't believe I just used the word bestie. That's kind
of gross. Happened. You've been hanging out with me too long.
God damn it, Sarah.
Soon you'll be saying on Fleek.
I only say it ironically.
And bae.
I say that ironically too because I just think it's funny.
You secretly love it.
No. It's like Boo and I always hated Boo. But they recently, they just started a pre-order for their new makeup kit. So it's like a little cartridge. Do you remember the Game Boy cartridges?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So inside will be a different eyeshadow color, and they have five right now, and eventually they'll be unrolling more.
That is so cool.
It's so
cute. My God, my friend Sabrina would love that.
Yeah, so they're doing pre-orders right now, and they are just, as Sarah might say, totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs. So on fleek.
So I'm going to be...
Those are so cool. I want to know where I can get those because my friend would love them.
They are pre-order now, so they wouldn't be going... Like, you wouldn't get them till like April.
Oh, damn.
Because they're pre-orders.
No Christmas gifts.
Yeah, no Christmas. Like when our birthday is, right? They're $15 right now, I think. But then they'll
That's
go
That's a
up.
Really cute idea.
Yeah. So they need to get all the pre-orders in. But you got to hurry to get that price. And go to espionagecosmetics.com or their Facebook page is Espionage Cosmetics. But we'll eventually talk to Jamie. But I'm going to be hanging out there doing their...
That's awesome. They have some really cool stuff, especially like dudes. You don't know what to get your chick. Like
especially if she's a nerd chick, some nail wraps, some cool... They got some really cool makeup palettes right now.
Yeah.
But they're actually going to have Marissa Meyer, who is an author of the Lunar Chronicle series, which is a young adult book. And she's going to be doing a store signing of, and she actually has like a new book out called Renegades. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Damn. You is that tomorrow?
Saturday. Yep.
Oh my God. Look at you.
I'm going to be chatting with Marissa Meyer. So I'm really excited. I've been listening to the audiobooks. So that's what I'm going to be doing on my drives.
Yeah.
Listen to the audiobooks. Sunday from Tacoma, because I'm not driving back to Lake Stevens from Tacoma. Having a sleepover.
Party.
At a friend's
summer
house.
Summer party.
Oh, yeah. Then Saturday, going to go see my cousin and my nieces.
You mean Sunday?
Yes. Did I say Sunday?
Yeah. No, you said Saturday.
Well, that Sunday, I shall be going to see my nieces, drop off Christmas gifts, and then hang out Sunday and Monday, make dinner, go do some other stuff as well. Tuesday. Going to Portland to see Evanescence.
Dude.
I am so freaking excited.
You're driving down, I assume, yes? By yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's a long drive.
I mean, I've driven all the way to, like, what is it, Pullman by myself. That's 5 hours.
Jesus. Damn, good for you.
It's not fun, but audiobooks. my buddy, I'm meeting my buddy up down there, and I'm going to stay at his place. Not that kind of buddy.
Good.
He has an extra room.
Oh, not never that kind of buddy? Do you want it to be that kind of buddy?
No, because we've been old friends, and I think we talked about it once. And
is he cute?
I think he is.
Well, is he taken?
I think he is, actually. Last we talked in March about that.
Girlfriend's got to ruin it.
I know, right?
Just kidding, but not really.
It's like, screw it. No.
Is he going to the concert with you?
Yes, he's my concert buddy. And like, I only see him like once in a while, so it would be nice to hang out with him and kind of chat what's up.
And you're just staying a day there?
Yeah, I'll come back Wednesday morning, and then I will be on vacation.
Damn, that's wow. Wow.
But because I'm not working my other job, because like I no longer work at the restaurant, I got a 1 day a week job at a tattoo shop.
Yeah, you did. About to be tatted up.
Yep. And on Wednesdays, I work, but because I won't be in, I will be working that Friday.
At least you don't have to like run back to get there.
Yeah, that would just so suck. Nice. But I don't feel like I'm getting much of a vacation. I'm going to be doing a lot of work. But the next week,
chill.
Christmas, like once Christmas actually hits, I'm not doing.
Well, then it's cool because like everyone usually spends it with their family, except for me, anyway, during the holidays, and you're already going to be there. So you're already there.
Yeah.
You stay there, you know?
My room's almost completely set up.
That's crazy. You have to have like a housewarming. You should have a housewarming.
No.
Or like a moving back in with parents party. Oh my God.
Is that the new trend now?
That is what I would do. That's hilarious. You should do that. It's an excuse to have a party, and your dad makes really good margaritas, and your mom makes really good food. Really, is just why I want you to have a party.
You can just come over.
Like he's moving back with her parents' party.
You can just ask, and you can hang out at my house.
I love that. I love your mom, too.
I know. She loves you.
I still have that scarf she made me.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Anything else we want to let people know before the holidays?
Call us, text us. Tell us about your holidays. Tell us about your New Year's. Oh, my gosh. What I think would be really dope, because I don't have any, but I love, and a lot of people hate doing it, but I love New Year's resolutions. Even if they fail, I know it's really cliche, but I think they're awesome to just have, like, a thing in your mind. Like, oh, wow, this year I really want to eat more French fries. Or even it could be something stupid. It could be something really...
You're going to love mine. It's not a resolution. This is something we've been planning since I decided to move back in.
What?
I'm going to help my mom work out and lose weight. Oh. And I think that how I'm going to start it, because I don't think she'll like lifting weights or doing anything too rigorous yet.
Totally,
because
yeah.
She's got a lot of aches and pains, and I'm going to start her on yoga. So I'm going to get her a yoga mat, because I have mine. And I mean, I've only taken like 3 yoga classes in my entire life.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Are you guys going to get videos?
I think I'll just pull up YouTube and see if I can find some in Spanish that might make it easier for her.
Oh, yeah, totally would. Because it's already like crazy words anyway.
Yeah. So just kind of find some and just kind of get that ball rolling.
Ease.
So
yeah.
I want to get my family to be healthier. My goal this year is to get them possibly into therapy, because they keep bitching at me about stuff. I'm like, stop.
You're like, I'm not the mediator.
I'm like, I am like, not, I'm the child here. I know that you're frustrated and want to vent, but you're putting me in a very difficult position, both of you.
Because I love both of you, so calm down.
It's like, I see your point, but I see your point. I am not good at this.
Would they be down with therapy, anything?
I've been telling them for years. So at some point, I got to just find the therapist. Go. Here.
Yeah.
Just call them now. Go.
Do it. That's amazing.
So yeah, I want to get them healthier mentally. I want to get them healthier physically because my parents sometimes eat like maybe a big meal in the morning, if that, and then don't eat until night. So they have like maybe one giant meal a day.
Yeah.
And maybe some crappy snacks. I'm like, okay, if I have to sit there and like if I can food meal prep for everybody, and it'll be nice because I like cooking big. So
yeah, that's perfect.
And then just all like change up things. Okay, mom, instead of frying this, we can cook it this way. Or yeah, instead of white flour, this, we'll use wheat. It's much, much simpler.
I love that. See, Vicky already has a resolution.
Like, yeah. It's not because of the New Year. It's just because I'm moving in with my parents.
It just is a very good time. And we don't have to call in a resolution if people don't want to. But I love just, I don't know. So I'm going to think about mine in the next few weeks. So if you guys have any or think of any good ones for me, don't tell me. Just kidding. No, please tell me. Yeah. And have a great holiday.
I know. And thank you so much again to Ali LaRoe.
Dude, for sounds so sick.
Awesome intro music.
Yes, thank you.
And as well as check her out at the Feral Folk on Facebook or Feral As Folk on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to miss you guys.
I know. Have a great 2017.
End of 2017.
I know what's left of it.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.